I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Monday, March 4, 2024. Stocks in Asia broadly higher this Monday, led by tech shares in a busy week that sees Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell delivering a congressional testimony and China kicking off its National People's Congress. The PSE index reversing earlier losses to finish up by 0.5% at 69.51 ahead of Tuesday's inflation print.
We're looking at about the 2.6 to 2.8 range actually for February. So our model suggests that reacceleration is likely more likely around March. This is just because of some base effects. We just did our own reevaluation. We've here, Call Stanley, we're saying that we think 7.3 is fair value for the market. We were saying this last year.
Okay.
We think in the short term, that's within striking distance. 7,000 to 7.3 is the new range that we're looking at.
The mood has already been set. Investors are already expecting that inflation is going to be higher for the month of February. If you're going to look at the PE ratio last Friday, it's at 14.09 times. And that is well below the the last 5 year average, of about 18.2 times. And if you're going to look at our peers, it's also below that. The regional average is about a little above 17 times. Corporate performance, 2023 performance, I mean, it's mixed so far. But majority of the companies been posting, you know, a better 2023 results. And given that the outlook for 2024 is a little bit more favorable, the macroeconomic outlook is a little more favorable with, you know, inflation declining and economic growth possibly accelerating, then we may see the possibility that, you know, that the earnings performance will continue to be good.
In corporate stories, the country's three power giants, Meralco Power Gen, Aboitiz Power, and San Miguel Global Power, forged a $3.3 billion or 185 billion peso deal to jointly launch what they dub as the Philippines' first and most expansive liquefied natural gas facility. Under the deal, MGen, led by businessman Manuel Pangilinan as chair, and Aboitiz Power, led by Sabine Aboitiz, will invest in two of Ramon Ang's gas-fired power plants through Chromite Gas, which will be 60% owned by MGen and 40% owned by Aboitiz-led firma NatGas. Chromite Gas will then acquire 67% equity interest in each of the 1,278-megawatt Ilihan power plant and a new 1,320-megawatt combined cycle power facility, which is expected to start operations by the end of this year. The three will then acquire nearly 100% of the LNG import and regasification terminal owned by Linseed Field Corporation, which received the country's first LNG cargo delivery back in April 2023. This will be used to receive, store, and process LNG fuel for the two power plants, fully integrating the local energy sector into the global natural gas supply chain. Pangilinan calls the deal a path-breaking venture, symbolizing a milestone alliance among major players in the energy industry. Well, Aboitiz calls it a big win for the Philippines and the people, recognizing the fact that both LNG and renewables are needed to achieve a balanced energy mix and well-planned energy transition. For Ang, the collaboration among three leading power companies is a major leap forward for the country's energy future, ensuring not just reliability, but also cost-efficient power for Filipinos. In the earnings stream, Bloomberry, the owner and operator of Solair Resorts and Casino, reports an 11% increase in fourth quarter net income, bringing its full year 2023 profit to 9.5 billion pesos, up 85%, primarily lifted by the robust mass market. Full year, total gross gaming revenue has recovered to 97% of pre-pandemic 2019 levels. Even non-gaming revenues grew 30% for that year to 8.7 billion. All this despite a sequential weakness in Q4, with total gross gaming revenue for VIP tables down 7% and for mass tables by 8% and electronic gaming machines by 4%. Rizon says they have high hopes for 2024 with the opening of their second integrated resort in Quezon City, Solair Resort North, this May. And finally, Manila Water Asia Pacific, a subsidiary of Manila Water, signs a $110 million three-year term loan facility with Mitsuho Bank and ING Bank Singapore. The proceeds of the loan will be used to refinance existing debt. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.